Welcome to A Burning Fire. Your speaker is Jim Boyd. Well, today we're going to continue to explore what the Scripture has to say about the difference between being a Christian and not being a Christian. Now, we've already considered a number of the ways that the Holy Spirit in Scripture has presented the Christian and his distinction from one who is not yet a Christian. But we're giving emphasis to just one particular illustration that the Holy Spirit has used, that the Apostle Paul has written in 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 17, where Paul said, "Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new." And we're emphasizing in our study, a Christian is a new creature. Now, we've tried to stress something that I think all of us readily appreciate. We like things that are new, things that are restored to make look like new and use like new. We like new things. Well, Paul uses this to show how a person can become a new creature. Now, notice some of the other illustrations that are used in becoming a new creature that we find in the New Testament. I read to you from Colossians chapter 3, verses 9 and 10. Paul said, "Lie not one to another, seeing that you have put off the old man with his deeds, and have put on the new man, which is renewed in the knowledge after the image of him that created him." Now, having become a new creature, we expected to live a new and different kind of life. And lying is not to be characteristic of the new creature. We are to be a new people. That which proceeds out of our mouth must be that which is pure, and that which is truly, and that which is right. The old man that might have been characterized by lying one to another, that old man is put away when we become a new creature. That's the difference between a Christian and a non-Christian. And in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, beginning with verse 9, notice what Paul says. "Know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived, neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate," that's homosexuals, "nor abusers of themselves with mankind, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners, shall inherit the kingdom of God." Now, Paul was writing to people in Corinth who were members of the church. This is the kind of life that they had formerly lived. And what a sad and sorry spiritual state people who are living like that are in. They are alienated from God. They are enemies of God. They are servants of the devil. But Paul continues as he writes to Christian people. He said, "And such were some of you." Now notice, were, past tense. That's the way they used to be. It's not that way now. Well, what's the difference? He said, "But ye are washed, ye are sanctified, ye are justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God." You see, friend, this is the way they used to live before they became a Christian. But now, as a Christian, it's quite different. They don't live that way anymore. They are new creatures. Their lives were wretched as far as God's will was concerned. But they're not that way when Paul wrote to them. Well, what had happened? Well, of course, they had changed. Once they were reprehensible, but they had been washed. They had been set apart from their sins by the blood of Christ. They had been made righteous before God. They were now new creatures. God designed the avenue of an active, obedient faith as the way to bring about this newness of life for a person. Beginning on the day of Pentecost, We have many favorably responded, people favorably responded the call of the Lord to be obedient to the gospel of Christ. We read there on the day of Pentecost, some 3,000 of them obeyed the command to repent and be baptized. We read about in Acts chapter 8 of Philip going to the Samaritans and him teaching the Ethiopian eunuch. We read of Saul of Tarsus in three chapters in the book of Acts, how that he became a new creature. Then there was the Gentile Cornelius, and there was the lady named Lydia, the Philippian jailer, and as we have just read, the Corinthians, how they were one way, but now they are new creatures. Well, all are examples of people becoming new creatures. They are being born again. As Christ taught Nicodemus, one must do, John 3, verse 3 through 5. Friend, this is essential to our spiritual salvation. One is born of water and the Spirit when he is led by the Spirit's message to be baptized in water for the remission of sins. Please note what Paul wrote in Colossians chapter 2, verse 12 and 13. Buried with him in baptism, wherein ye are also risen with him through the faith of the operation of God, who hath raised him from the dead, and you, being dead in your sins, and the uncircumcision of your flesh, he hath quickened, that is, made alive, together with him, how, having forgiven you all trespasses. You see, by this forgiveness, one becomes a new creature. From death to life, that's the process of becoming a new creature, and it is the operation of God. We cannot accomplish this by our own power, our own merit, by our own goodness, by our own plan. It's produced by our faith in the operation of God and our submission and our obedience to the will of God. And as a new creature, the Christian takes on a new mind. He has a new attitude toward all things. He looks on things differently than the way he used to. He once looked upon things as one might look upon them when he's doomed and damned. But now as a Christian, he considers things in the light of truth, having been once redeemed and saved. He develops, as Paul teaches us to do in the book of Philippians 2, he develops the mind of Christ. He lives a life that's obedient and submissive to God and all of his will. He's respectful of God's authority. And he joyfully follows wherever the path of the Master teaches him to go. You see, the Christian, he adopts the mind of service. In Romans chapter 12, verse 1 and 2, we present ourselves in spiritual, reasonable service unto God. The mind of the flesh is forsaken, and we follow the mind of the Spirit, Romans 8, 5 through 10. You see, the flesh and the Spirit, they are contrasted as the way of sin and the way of righteousness. They're just not compatible with one another. One is the way of the non-Christian, but the way of righteousness is the way of the Christian. The new creature, you see, reads and studies his Bible. The new Christian knows that he has been born again. He's been washed clean of his past sins. He's in a different relationship with God. He is now in Christ. He follows the instructions of the Spirit in his work, in his daily life, in his relationship to those round about, in his family, in his worship, in everything that he does. He goes the way of the Spirit. He is provoked to think on things that are true and that are honest and just and pure and lovely and of good report, as Paul tells us in Philippians 4, to think on these things. You see, the new creature, he accepts Paul's challenge that he gave to the Colossians in Colossians chapter 3. He said, "If ye be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God." Notice what the new creature does. Set your affection on things above, not on things of the earth. For ye were dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. Yes, we're looking at the difference between a Christian and a non-Christian. The Christian looks at life, looks at his existence, looks at his value, looks toward God in a completely different way than when he was not a Christian. And as much as anything else, upon becoming a new creature, one has a new goal, doesn't he? He has a new aim and ambition in life. He has a new purpose. He has a new direction as to how to live each day. As Paul stated, "It's no longer I that live, but Christ liveth in me," Galatians 2 and verse 20. Our goal as new creatures is simply this: wherefore we labor, that whether present or absent, we may be accepted of him, 2 Corinthians 5 and verse 9. And as is true with any new creature, there must be growth. A child is born, it's a new creature, it will grow. And with the Christian, there's the necessity of adding Christ-like qualities to our life. Peter writes of this in 2 Peter chapter 1. Let me read it to you. "Besides this, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge, and to knowledge temperance, and to temperance patience, and to patience godliness, and to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness charity. For if these things be in you and abound, they make you that ye shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. But he that lacketh these things is blind, and cannot see afar off, and hath forgotten that he was purged from his old sins. Wherefore, the rather, brethren, make your calling and election sure. For if you do these things, ye shall never fall. For so an entrance shall be ministered unto you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ." The Lord has come to this earth to give man a hope for a better life after this one, a hope that he can live with God in heaven, that regardless of how sin-stained he might have allowed himself to become, because of God, because of Christ, because of the gospel, cannot we see the difference between being a Christian and a non-Christian? As a Christian, he's a new creature. And as a new creature, he must live out of sin, die to sin, separate from sin. Otherwise, he will suffer torment in eternity. Jesus said, "Except ye be born again, you can't inherit the kingdom of God." It is the blood of Christ that brings about this situation of being a new creature. With the application of his blood and our obedience to his commands, to believe in Christ as the Son of God, to repent of our sins, to confess our faith in Christ before others, to be baptized into Christ for the remission of sins, we're raised to walk in a newness of life. We are in Christ. We are new creatures. The difference between being saved and lost. That's the difference between a Christian and a non-Christian. We would persuade one and all to come to Christ and to be and to enjoy that state of being a new creature in the Lord. This is A Burning Fire. Your speaker is Jim Boyd. Until next time.